welcome back to another Daily Walk. And today I want to spend a little bit of time talking about communion. And we've talked about this before. I've given it a lot of thought because as I travel out to different churches, I see a lot of different ways that people tend to view communion. And what I wanted to really talk about is how should we take this bread and this drink? And what was interesting to me, and just looking around, I, of course, didn't come from a church background at all. And when I became a Christian, I would say that I had a lot more earlier influence with the Baptist churches, although I don't consider myself Baptist. I would disagree with a number of their things. But, of course, the Baptist tradition is a communion once a month. And indeed, many of the church services do communions once a month. Now, I found some Baptist churches that break away from that. I found one of them that did their communion once a quarter. And that, to me, was one of the better communion services I've seen. Another church that I've attended frequently, it does communion seemingly randomly. I'm not sure if there's a mode or a rhyme or reason. Maybe it is once a quarter. It's not the first Sunday of the month, as many churches have it. Now, I also have visited some churches, in particular the loose affiliation of churches called the Christian churches. They do communion every single week. And I've always had an issue with that, and I stopped to question it. And I went to a Christian church not too long ago, ended up having lunch with several of the people at church, and it was a really good place, open to a lot of discussion things. And so I asked them specifically. I said, why is it the Christian churches does communion every Sunday as opposed to any other time? And that was a good question. And his answer basically boils down to we're supposed to do communion pretty much any time we come together. And so that is an interesting thought and an interesting answer. And so it begs the question, should we be doing communion at church every week? Should we be doing communion at church, communion in general, anytime we gather as believers? Should it be once a month, as is the Baptist tradition? Should it be once a quarter, as I've seen in some places? And so it really asks this question. So I went back and dug in, and I don't really have any solid answers. I just want to give you some thoughts and some suggestions on this bread and this cup. And first, of course, we want to go back to the actual event. And of course, this is in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. John does not record the communion event, but Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and I'm going to pull the one from Matthew. Matthew 26, verses 26 through 29. While they were eating, Jesus took some bread, and after a blessing, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And when he had taken the cup and given them, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of this vine from now until the day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." And so that really is the event that sparks this up. Now, what we see in Acts is the continual breaking of bread. And the question is, were they doing communion every single time or not? The scripture doesn't specifically tell us, but this is the one verse in Acts chapter 2, verse 42. They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Now, basically, they were constantly getting together and having fellowship meetings. We know that. And then I want to pull in one extra verse. This is, of course, the one that nearly every church uses when they are discussing the communion elements. And so from 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26, "I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" And so is this a regular daily habit as the believers got together to break bread and do communion or not? The scripture is silent. And I think what that speaks to us is, as a church or as a person at the church, we should not take a dogmatic approach as to whether or not we should do a communion once a week, once a month, once a quarter. I don't know if that's necessarily indicative, but I'll tell you what this kind of means to me. Every time as believers we get together, we ought to consider doing communion. And this means many of you are involved in a small group. You know, a pastor does not need to lead this communion. I actually am coming to the conclusion, the more I study, think, and pray about this matter, that if you have a small group of believers gathering together to bring proclamation to the Word and to God and to worship Christ, I think you should have a communion service. I think it might be the imperative of every Christian to keep some form of bread and some form of grape juice or wine, whichever your preference is. I'm not going to part over which one you're doing. I think you should probably keep that together. And I believe we should have a communion every time we gather together as believers, because we are coming together specifically to share in the remembrance of Christ. Now, here is where the problem is that I have with going to many of the times I go to the Christian churches. In fact, this cup that I have here is from that time at the Christian church. And when I went there, and this is something I mentioned to the pastor, so I don't think I'm speaking out of turn here. I took this, but I did not actually take the communion. And many times when I've gone to Christian church, I haven't taken the communion. Because what I have noticed about them is that many times in this particular loose affiliation, the communion is simply part of the worship service. It's just something we do. It's not what it was meant to be. It is not something that is drawing us every day or every week into Christ. It's not something that we are really stopping and convicting our hearts daily or weekly or monthly, however much time. It has become the church tradition. And as I've been to many churches, I think of sometimes the old small Baptist churches, particularly other churches as well. I guess the Presbyterian churches fall under this as well. You go in and it's so regimented. You go in and you know you have one hymn, and then you stand and then you sit. The Presbyterian churches, you read a reading from the Westminster Confession of Faith, and then you do one more hymn, and then you sit down, and then you do a prayer, and then everything becomes so regimented. And if the communion cup itself becomes so regimented that it's just part of the ritual of the service, this is why I don't take the communion often when I go to a Christian church. The reason I didn't hear is they passed these out. There was no explanation about what it is or why it is. In fact, I wasn't sure, do we hold this until everybody has it? And then I noticed the people next to me were just breaking it apart and eating the bread and drinking the cup. There was no discussion, no anything. So I made that decision. I'm not going to take of this because I didn't know what it was. Now, the pastor said, yes, they usually explain it better. And he said, I just completely slipped my mind to do that or not. And here is the challenge that we have with a weekly communion. If it becomes a ritual, not something that we do in our solid reflection, because everybody, of course, the church is all cut off at that, as often you eat this and you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. The problem is that continuing the very next verse in the passage, we actually have a message of warning about the communion. And 1 Corinthians 11:27-29, therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Christ. But a man must examine himself, and in so doing, he is to eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks judgment unto himself, if he does not judge the body rightly. In other words, if we have allowed the communion to be part of a simple ritual, and we are taking this and just taking it because it's part of the ritual of the church, this is not only detestable to God, it renders judgment on our own hearts. That's why I did not take this one. Because when it was passed out to me, I was expecting him to come back up on stage and walk people through it. I was expecting some form of explanation. There was none. And that has actually been my experience. I've been in four Christian churches. Two of them had a little bit more of an explanation. Two of them had no explanation at all. I know I've taken communion at one of them. I know I did not in two of them. And I don't remember if I've taken communion in the third one or not. I really don't know, or the fourth one. And so the question is if this has become part of a ritual, just something that we do, it is detestable to God. In fact, God speaks of such things in Amos chapter 5, verses 21 through 24. It says, I reject your festivals, nor do I delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer up me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. I will not even look at the peace offerings of your fatlings. Take away from me the noise of your songs. I will not even listen to the sound of your harps. But let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. God hates worship, ritual, and the things that we do because it's something we're supposed to do. Now, this is not something that is a specific indictment of the church. It's not something of a specific indictment of the ritual itself. It has to do with one's own heart, like most things in the Christian faith. If your heart is not focusing on what it is, and you go into a church and you take of the bread and of the cup, and you are not examining your heart, you are doing so in an unworthy manner, and you are eating and drinking unto yourself judgment. You ought not to do that. And so a church which sits down and does a communion every week without the solid reflection is inviting judgment on their congregation. And so for that, we should not partake in that. However, I think the scripture is clear. Anytime believers gather together to study the Bible and to bring honor to God, we should indeed be doing a communion service. So yes, we need to do more communions than we are currently doing, but we always need to do so with a genuflection of the heart that focuses itself on Jesus Christ. Those are my thoughts, what I've been thinking about communion over the last couple of weeks as I attended some church services and thought about it and chatted with some other people. Let me know your thoughts about communion down below. Is anything in here new? Let me know that as well. Subscribe to the channel if you've not already done so. Leave us a like and a comment down below to help the channel along in the algorithm. And with that, you can, of course, help the channel out over on our support page, ourwalkinchrist.com/support. Thanks for watching, and I hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkinchrist.com/support or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's TOMM. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.